It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, heading into this hour's guest interview segment for us today and our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission. And Commissioner Terry Bowers joining me in studio today. Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time to update us on what's happening around Lincoln County. There's always one or two or many, many more things going on, right? That has the commission's time. I noticed a couple meetings ago that the county and the commission was talking about a revision with the Forest Service agreement. Tell us about this.
Okay, there's a 30-year-old plan should have been revised in 2005, but they did not get it done. Last year, the Bridger-Teton announced the first step in the process to revise the revision plan. For those who don't know, the forest plan provides strategic direction to care for the land and serve the people. Updating the plan provides a great opportunity to explore what needs to change to promote sustainability for the next 20 years. The areas of focus are, some of them here I'll tell you, are ORV trails, and I talked to Justin Laycock with the Bridger-Teton Forest, and he told me that the Forest Service is exploring all opportunities for ORV motorized trails and connections in the Star Valley area. One is a Grover Park master plan the collaborative is working on. He mentioned this will have some expanded ORV opportunity. My hope is that the Bridger-Teton can catch up with our neighboring Caribou Forest. They have a lot of trails, and I'm hoping that we can do the same here. Other areas of focus are aquatic ecosystems, wildlife, water, fire, range and forest management, air quality, access, and other recreation, mountain biking and walking trails, designated areas, and areas of tribal importance. And I would like to emphasize that the Forest Service has regular public meetings posted on the Bridger-Teton webpage, and I would encourage people with any of these areas interest them to get a hold of them and go to these meetings. That would be really helpful. They want the public to be involved.
You know, you mentioned the collaboration groups that have formed and their work in conjunction with the Forest Service on things like Grover Park. And yeah, it certainly helps to get involved.
Yes.
In those types of things. It goes a long way.
Yes, they need the public's input.
Absolutely. Lincoln County Commissioner Terry Bowers in studio this morning. Terry, also heard in the recent County Commission meeting some improvements being made, some long overdue improvements, it sounds like, for the courthouse in Kemmer.
Yes. Had a proposal to have the courthouse steps fixed because of water damage. Observations reveal water penetration into the interior of the lower lobby area. It is the area of the steps surrounding the flatwork. And some of the steps are eroding and the stucco is degraded. The objective is to make the stairs safe so they can be utilized by the public and preserve the main historic architectural feature of this building.
And so this is an ongoing phase-by-phase process, right?
Yes. They've been there for many years. I'm not sure how many years, but they've been there a lot of years, and they're just old, and the water's leaking. And
need to get some things fixed.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Terry Bowers, Lincoln County Commissioner in studio today. Commissioner, a project that you've been spearheading and working on. Tell us about the bike paths that you'd like to see happen.
I'm excited about this. This is my passion. In the comprehensive plan that was done 20 years ago was to make a bike path from the south end to Alpine. And we are going to continue to work with YDOT on alternative transportation plans when they have local project in these areas, such as Highway 89 when they're redoing the highway like they did down the lower valley. And I wish that they could have put a bike path in then, because if there's construction going on, we can work along with them and get that bike path in. But they will be doing more of 89 as the years go. So I will definitely work on that. And also, it doesn't hurt for the public to let YDOT know if they're interested in this as well. We've had people call us and we say, get a hold of YDOT as well. I've had conversations with Amy Butler, the county engineer, Violet Sanderson, the town administrator, and Ryan Lyman at the school regarding an alternative plan for funding to update the master plan to qualify and apply for other grants for safe biking and walking routes to and from school. I've also talked with Mayor Green in Alpine, and they are in the process of trying to get a bike path that goes up from Alpine up Grays River.
Okay. And so phase one on this. I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of moving parts. You're talking about a bike path all the way through Star Valley on 89 from Smoot all the way to Alpine, it sounds like.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
You're envisioning one that follows the highway all the way through?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're looking at potentially other bike paths in other places, it sounds like, inside the communities.
Yes, and as Amy said, that it has to be like a transportation plan that makes it safe for going to and from school, to get our loans and grants. That's how that works.
Gotcha. Okay. Commissioner Terry Bowers in studio this morning. Anything else on the bike paths that you'd like to mention? What's the timeline? Do you have any idea on how far out these projects would be?
When I asked her, she said these things do not move fast, and it will probably be a few years, 3-4 years, somewhere there.
Okay. So it's still a ways away. Mm-hmm. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Terry Bowers. Commissioner, as always, thanks for your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
I would just like to tell the community there's a lot of great things going on in Lincoln County right now, and I'm thankful to be a part of it. As you look around the country and see the problems that other communities are facing, it helps me realize what a great place we live in because of all of you wonderful people and those who contribute to make it a great place to live. I really appreciate all the employees, each department, I don't want to start naming them, but they keep our county going. And Duke, I'd even like to thank you for keeping us all updated in the community.
You betcha. We appreciate you coming in. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Terry Bowers this morning on the Weekday Wake Up.